Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to give special thanks to David Wolf and his podcast team for making this possible, and our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, Vocal Supply Company, and On Demand. Without their support and expertise, my personal clinical and dental practice would not be as good as it has been, and these podcasts would not be possible. Tonight, I'd like to discuss the most common and basic reasons for success in any business, but in particular, healthcare. And that is communication issues. Over and over again in my 37 years, with over 150 dental associates, over 25 dental offices, I have learned a few things that to me are critical and I'd like to share with you today. Over and over again, I listen to the seasoned and the young dentists discuss with their clientele or patients the following. Your filling is broken. The porcelain on your crown is cracked. You have tooth decay underneath your crown. The margins of your crown are open and bacteria is getting in. You have calculus, tartar, and bacteria underneath your gum tissue, creating periodontal disease and infection. Approximately 150 to 200 patients each month for the last 2 years in my new business, Ascent Dental Care, I have seen over and over again patients come in with the significant chief complaint of them stating that they're dissatisfied with their existing practice. They're upset at their existing provider or dentist or dental team. Over and over again, I've heard the same thing, that the dentist said this, the dentist said that, the dental hygienist or clinical assistant said this or that. Over and over again, when I listen during their new patient orientation, which I try to do on every new patient, the first thing I look at is what made you leave that previous practice? What was the dissatisfaction? Was there something specific? And over again, I hear the same thing. And particularly I hear this when a dentist has retired, they've sold the practice to a new group, and a new group of clinicians or dentists or dental team has taken over the practice. And over again, what I hear is, I've been going to this dental office for 15, 20 years. How could I have gum disease? The dentist put new crowns on me in the last 6 to 12 months. How could I have tooth decay? The hygienist just cleaned my teeth 3 months ago. How could I have periodontal disease and tartar calculus underneath my gums? I've recently had root planing done. How could I still have gum disease? My suggestion is, over and over again, it is critical that you take time with your team so that they are communicating correctly. And I don't mean to mislead the public. I don't recommend that you mislead the public. But sometimes, either inadvertently or on purpose, you may be using terms and descriptions that are offensive to your patients and put our dental profession in the bad light. A simple solution that I do when I train new employees or team members to my office is, as they've said over and over again for years, keep it simple, stupid. As I say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you have one or three problems or any combination of these problems. One, your tooth is broken. Two, you have an infection in your gums. Or three, you have a combination of a broken tooth and an infection in your gum. And we could take care of all of these problems. When the patient insists and demands on more specific information, without knowing their previous dental history, without knowing why and how the dentist provided their care and service, I try not to jump to conclusions, assuming that the previous dental office did the inappropriate care, the inappropriate treatment over and over again. I simply say, there's a fracture or a crack on your tooth. I don't mention that it's the filling. I don't mention that there's tooth decay. I don't mention that there's gum disease. I simply mention that there's an infection in the tissue, or the tooth has a crack, or you have a combination of both. Rather than putting the patient in a defensive mode, rather than putting that patient in a situation where they immediately assume that their previous dental care might not have been up to par, or that that dental team perhaps misdiagnosed or didn't provide the highest level of care and service, keeping it simple, I think, improves how we look to the community, and it prevents the patient from judging their previous provider. After 37 years of providing care, over hundreds of thousands of patient visits, I have found one thing, that none of us are perfect. All of us could provide a higher level of care and service. Sometimes these mistakes are clinical mistakes or iatrogenic damage, simply meaning that they're dental induced. We've made a mistake. Everybody makes them. Second is, sometimes the patients put us in positions that over and over again force us to rush, perhaps because of a limited range of motion, because of medical issues, because of cooperation issues. The level of care is less than ideal. I could tell you, in a recent procedure that I did, I had a patient who required emergency removal of teeth. And according to the patient's own words, their range of motion has been limited for over 20 years. They don't have temporomandibular joint pain. They don't suffer from headaches, but their range of motion is 20 millimeters or less. As you can completely understand, that with a limited range of 20 millimeters or less, how difficult it is to lay an appropriate flap, to suture appropriately, and to remove teeth in an adequate way. By placing mouth props in, by using sedation, and a combination of physical therapy, I was able to increase the opening to about 26 or 27 millimeters. But trust me when I tell you, my suturing technique was less than ideal. My ability to raise a nice flap and remove the tooth as atraumatically as possible was limited. I suggest in these particular cases, the communication is critical. Don't jump down your compadre's back. understand that the less you say sometimes is the better. And my recommendation is be careful how you communicate. And more importantly, educate your team members who are on the phone, who are doing treatment coordination and scheduling your appointments to review proper communications. In my opinion, keep it simple. Your tooth is broken, you have an infection in your gum, or you have a combination problem of both, a broken tooth and an infection in your gum, and we'll be able to solve that problem. If you're looking for additional information, coaching, guiding, and mentoring, consider Ascent Dental Solutions. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future. I want to give thanks again to our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein Dental, Vocal Dental Supply Company, and On Demand. Thanks again, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.